Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. We got a busy day today. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's two major subjects I want to address today. Both of which are of major consequence to the people listening to my voice right now. The first, of course, is the filing of the lawsuit by former county assessor Adam Colby against the county of Coos and Coos County Commissioner Bob Main. And then I want to address the budget meltdown. The reduction in the United States credit rating. Now, I know you've probably heard this stuff ad nauseum all weekend over the credit rating deal, everybody pointing fingers and accusing everybody else. Well, I have the definitive scapegoats for all this. I am going to tell you folks here today exactly, specifically, who is responsible for the United States being in the economic situation it's in right now today. I have it documented, and when you hear, you will understand. And I'm sure you will agree. You'll have to agree because it's true. First thing I want to address, though, is the Colby situation and the lawsuit against Coos County. I think everybody's aware that we went through a nasty recall election and Assessor Colby was recalled by the people of Coos County. Now, that recall was predicated predominantly on lies and misinformation that was spread far and wide by the Daily Garbage Can Liner. They did some really super crappy reporting. I mean, that's the best I can say. They blatantly lied on some of the figures. They accused Colby of costing the county $200,000, yet nobody has ever shown that that happened. And we had the leaders of the recall effort out there lying through their teeth to get people to sign the petitions. And now it's all going to come home to roost. And you know the sad part about it, folks? You're the ones that get to pay for the mistakes of Coos County and Commissioner Bob Main and all the lying scum who went out and gathered the petition signatures. You get to pay for it. And don't forget, it was a public employee union that was behind this. Now, we got a county that, at the moment, has a balanced budget. But we just got the word last week that the county's going to lose about $500,000 in revenue from the federal government on the timber payments because the feds made a mistake in their computations. So we're already $500,000 behind the eight ball right there. I'm sure with some clever maneuvering and things, the commissioners can make that up. But this lawsuit has the potential to cost in excess of $1 million. And you know who gets to pay for that? You do. Now, if Colby's lawsuit is successful, and based on my knowledge and understanding of what actually went down, I have no reason to believe that it will not be successful. You know, there's going to be political maneuvering, and there's going to be finger-pointing, and there's going to be blatant lying. I'm sure the Daily Garbage Can Liner is going to do the best it can to cover its hiney over the lies and misinformation it put out. But the bottom line ultimately is going to be that it's going to cost you, the taxpayer in Coos County, Oregon, more than likely significantly in excess of $1 million. for all of this prevarication and misrepresentation that went on. So when that comes to pass, I think the proper thing would be for Coos County to become nationally known for having a smell in the air of tar and having nothing but bald chickens.
For miles.
For miles. I think every chicken in the county should be bald. And I think we should have pots of tar bubbling on every corner. And that should be liberally applied to all of the people who are at fault in this whole fiasco.
But if we had that much tar out boiling, the cave people would complain of the odor.
Well, gee, now, if I recall correctly, wasn't it the cave people that supported Bob Main for commissioner?
I believe so, yeah.
You know, perhaps we'd all get a chance to see what those people look like in feathers. So let them snivel. The more they snivel, the more we know who's guilty, don't we?
Crank up the heat.
I think this is a good thing. But the sad thing is, mistakes were made, lies were told. Those lies were further propagated by what's supposed to be a news service and has turned out to be nothing more than a garbage can liner. And it's going to cost you. Now, I'm going to give you updates and keep you advised as this thing progresses. Right now, there is an official, I guess we'll call it silence, on the part of Colby and his attorneys. But as the information becomes available, I will let you know, and I will tell you the truth, because I don't have a dog in the fight, other than the fact that I'm a taxpayer, just like you are. It's going to come out of my pocket, too. And I can tell you, if it's going to cost me money, which it will, I'm going to be pretty upset. I may be out plucking chickens. So anyway, that's enough of that. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, then we're going to talk about the big financial meltdown. And if you'd like to join the show, if you've got comments or questions, or if you want to tell me how wrong I am, you can do that by giving me a call here at 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call me toll-free at 800-507-5569. And I do want to advise you or remind you that you can listen to me over the internet. We're doing live streaming on two sources. You can go to www.kwro.com, or you can go to my website, which is www.coosnews.com, and stream the show live. So if you've got questions, limber up your dialing finger. I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes in Empire. Tom and Giggs has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes on Schoenemann, across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes.